Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Cole, Professor Emeritus and Academic Hall of Famer in Agriculture Economics at Virginia Tech, Blacksburg, Virginia. Welcome to another edition of the Globe Charter of Agriculture. The theme for today is Getting Started, First Generation. The other day, an agriculture lender asked an interesting question on a webcast. What is the best way for the first generation farmer or rancher to get started in this economy, and what is the best commodity to start with? First, success will not necessarily be about the type of enterprise or the next big thing. It will be grounded in the basics and the fundamentals outlined in this article. The first step is to develop a written business plan. The key is to put it on paper, as this process requires one to think through the future direction of the business. Within the business plan, aim to have clarity in your goals and objectives within the context of your vision and core values. Short-term goals are 1 year or less, while long-term goals are 3 to 5 years and beyond. Written goals provide focus in a world of multiple distractions. I cannot stress enough the importance of financial statements and particularly cash flow budgets. This will be about 80% of your business plan. You must think through production, marketing, prices, costs, timing of operations, capital needs, and debt repayment. In today's world, it is important to financially stress test key variables. A 10% decline in prices, a 10% increase in expenses, and a 3, 4, and 5% increase in variable interest rates could be the first step in establishing the financial guardrails of possible outcomes. Next, the personal family living budget is just as important as the farm budget. In developing a budget, estimate your expenses on a monthly basis and add 25% for those unexpected occurrences. Finally, you should be able to answer the following questions. What is your cost of production and break-even points? Do you have the proper insurances to cover your major risk? This includes, but not limited to, crop, livestock, property, life, and disability insurance. Do you have a team of advisors that meets occasionally to discuss your operations and provide guidance and counsel? Are you ready for a marathon rather than a sprint? Sometimes a successful business takes 3 to 5 years to break even, requiring sacrifice to achieve your destination. By the way, the question that prompted this article was asked by a lender participating in our 300th webcast since the pandemic started. You never know how a change in the marketplace can and will affect your business and how it will be received. My team and I look forward to interacting with you on our next webcast. See you the next time for another edition of the Globe Charter of Agriculture.